USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China responds to new U.S. tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods that were implemented on Friday morning by announcing that it's now going to set new tariffs of between 5 and 25% on $60 billion of U.S. imports effective June 1st, or less than 3 weeks from now. This as many U.S. lawmakers are urging the Trump administration to turn away from tariffs.
Because the longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession because of it.
Republican Senator Rand Paul there. Swedish authorities reopening a rape investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, which had been closed in 2017 when Assange had spent years holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. But now he's being held in a British jail and that investigation's resuming. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Major flooding in the city of New Orleans over the weekend. The Sewage and Water Board reporting 2 inches of rain fell in just 1 hour, which outpaced the drainage system. This man's vehicle got stuck in some water under an underpass.
I couldn't do nothing, and the water was coming from all angles. I had to open the door and quickly get out of the car when I see the rush of the water and how the water was moving.
The deadly March attacks on a couple of mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, are the subject of an inquiry getting started today there. New Zealand's Royal Commission will be taking a close look at the accused gunman's online activities, international connections, and the government's counterterrorism resources. A final report on the live-streamed attacks by that lone gunman that left 51 people dead is expected in mid-December. Actress Felicity Huffman expected to plead guilty today for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents, violent rhetoric, and fake news.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.